Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Yourself in the day. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along. Rich McFadden is here. Now he's going to Peru, Panama. I
think. Panama.
I would keep saying Peru.
Where the canal is.
The canal. Have you ever been there before?
Yes, I have. Right. And if you have never seen the Panama Canal,
I have not.
They call it one of the seventh wonders of the world, one of the eighth wonders of the world.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing to see a cargo ship that huge just move up and down like it's a toy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's terrific.
Very cool. Very
engineering
cool.
Feat.
Nice city, too. They use the dollar. They speak English. Huh. It's like Miami, except they speak more English.
Do they? There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'd probably be happy about the Cuban announcement. They're going to normalize relationships there. By the way, that canal was built by the American construction company called Perini Corporation, as was the Suez Canal.
Mm.
And that's why they built it.
And it was started by the WHO, and we had to take it over.
Who started that?
Who started
Roger Daltrey?
The French.
Who?
The French started it. And disease took over, and then the Americans had to come in and finish it up.
Isn't that the story of all of our lives?
Pretty much.
Everything gets broken by everybody else, and we come fix it. And we know how to fix our own problems, but we fix everybody else's. Hello, ding, 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 ding. Ken Kessler is in charge of social media. Our easily reachable social media connections, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few moments with his update on health medicine news this week. Also, Dr. Joy Brown will join us. We'll be treating the best way to make your spouse happy at Christmas time. How do you do that?
Stuff.
Okay, here's what I deem, you'll not hear me, there are four or five words that I despise and I don't like using. Stupid is one of them, lie is one, hate is another. But I'll tell you something, when it comes down to the bona fides, when I look at the story and read and I've said about why they targeted that school in Pakistan and killed all those children. They said the reason they did it is because the students aspire to be like their fathers. And their fathers are soldiers. This was a school. Children were in there as sons and daughters of military. And so what they did was declare that they were enemies because sooner or later they'd be grown up and they'd do just like their fathers wanted to do, and that's target the Taliban. So why not kill them now?
Which their fathers had just done.
Yeah.
In a small town where it was controlled by the Taliban.
Yeah.
The Pakistani military went in and cleaned house.
Yeah. So, anyway, they're avenging the deaths of the other children killed by soldiers in certain tribal areas, Taliban areas. And so there, that's what you have. That's what you're dealing with. That's,
you know,
the kind of people that you're dealing with.
There's just such a time gap in between
right.
the modern world and some of these countries where they're just living in ancient times, and we don't understand it.
No.
They have modern weapons, though. You're right. Yeah,
modern weapons.
I mean, no, they it was physical abuse and guns and swords, so it wasn't anything like too technically advanced. But I kind of set Pakistan and India kind of like above that. I mean, India is a very advanced country.
Yeah. It is in many ways.
So, and in Pakistan, in many ways too. But
really?
It's just that's brutal.
Yesterday, I'm not sure it was this hour of the program. I got off because I knew what was going on in my hometown of Framingham. You'll remember the deadly meningitis outbreak that took place because of bad medicine, literally bad medicine, that was developed by a pharmacy here in Framingham. And this compounding pharmacy was using ingredients that weren't really legal or authorized. But more importantly, what got into the mix were the remnants of what went on in the building. The family that owned it, family named Coniglio, had a recycling center. The office was out front, and behind the office was the recycling center. And in the recycling center, all kinds of things brought in rubbish trucks that managed to find their way onto the floors. People would be walking around out in the area where the recycling took place on their shoes. They'd bring it into the office building. They'd walk around, and because it was the same family that ran both businesses, they'd be walking into the areas that were supposed to be pristine with all kinds of gluck on their feet. And that got into the compounding, along with bad medicine, really bad medicine. And so there were, I think, 64 people that died as a result of all of this. And this was the worst problem of contaminated medicine ever. 14 employees, most of them family members of this company, were arrested yesterday. And I told you that feds got wind of the fact that the guy who was really in charge of this was about to hop on a plane to go to Hong Kong because he heard he was going to get arrested. They met him at the airport. Surprise! You ain't going anywhere! But it really is, man, it was a horrible reality. But the thing that bothers me more than anything else is it took them 2 years to... I mean, these people have been here for 2 years, and they didn't really... They knew they were being investigated. They didn't know what the outcome was going to be until the feds said, okay, we're going to arrest you. So they all made bail, but their bail was pretty stiff. And, you know, there are flight risks now. There were flight risks before. Anyway, interesting reality about our borders. Next half hour, we'll discuss U.S.-Mexican border realities here on Good Day. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with his medical update is next here on Good Day.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-591-6080, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-591-6080, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-591-6080. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-591-6080 now.
The American Veterans Center, a nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans. Like Major Kurt Lee, wounded in the Korean War, Major Lee stole a Jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85 and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Order from samsclub.com before December 22nd and get guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his overview of important stories. He does the research in all of the important medical journals, so you'll know what is at the forefront of information for sort of traditional medicine. So let's get started, Dr. Ken, with the good news about your life expectancy and what's happening not only here in our country, but all around the globe.
This is good news for the whole world out of the Medical Journal of Lancet, Doug, this week. Since 1990, life expectancy across across the world has increased by more than 6 years to an average of 71 and a half years. Major decreases in deaths have occurred in cancer, cardiovascular disease, infectious disease, and prenatal complications.
A lot of fairly decent news from the medical community, maybe a Merry Christmas present for people, for example, those who are at risk for having a stroke. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a very well-known cardiologist, so this is something right up his alley.
Exactly. This is New England Journal of Medicine this week. Using a stent to capture and remove a stroke-causing blood clot is a safe way, and it improves recovery. About one-third of patients who had the procedure, is called intra-arterial treatment, it's coming to America, recovered from their stroke with only slight disability and were able to care for themselves, compared with just 19% of patients given regular care. To be effective, this treatment must be done in the first 6 hours after stroke symptoms start, and the sooner the better. If you have weakness, unclear speech, and ability to think, get to the emergency department.
All right, so who pays for this, though? Is this going to be something that will be covered pretty much by everybody's policies?
Ultimately, when it gets more experience and more research, the insurers will cover it, but yes, it's in the $30,000 range.
Right. All right. Here's a bit of information about a drug that hasn't been used for a long time. If you want to quit smoking, apparently this is the way to do it.
This is great news. This is a forgotten drug. A New England Journal of Medicine smoking accounts drug for more avoidable public health damage than anything else, including obesity. The path is giving up the vice is paved with smoking cessation aids such as nicotine gums, patches, and drugs like Chantix. But there's another treatment that works at least as well, though it's been used since the 1960s. Many, even American doctors, have never heard of it. It costs a fraction of what Chantix does, and it's even cheaper than patches and gums. The treatment is cytisine. It's a plant-based drug that blocks nicotine receptors in the brain, much like Chantix does, and the drug has been used to treat more than 20 million people. Cytisine is a natural herb, and it's a very effective. If you're trying to stop smoking, ask your doctors about it. Very cheap.
Yoga. Good news for those who are practicing yoga these days.
More good news from the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. Yoga may help the heart, Doug. The benefits are similar to those of conventional exercise, such as brisk walking. People randomly assigned to take yoga classes show improvement in their weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol.
All right. Now, this I didn't even know this was something in the works. Banning powdered alcohol?
This is pretty serious stuff. Powdered alcohol has not even arrived in stores yet, but states already are moving to ban the product, Doug. The product is marketed as an ounce of rum or vodka in powdered form, which is then added to water. Each serving is the equivalent of a shot of liquor. The fear is that alcohol could fuel underage drinking and violence.
Really? All right. Okay, well, we got a lot of good news out of that report, and that last one was just plain interesting. Let's talk with speaking about interesting, important news for people who are trying to look their best and haven't found the right treatment yet for bags, puffiness, lines around the eyes. Ken's got the fix for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you sure can have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you want to do that? Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone just in time for these holidays. Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. My husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I've also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Genucel by Famini is an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see the results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Stop using makeup tricks or hiding behind glasses. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
800-822-6145. Call that number now to order Genucel and get the legendary SOT wrinkle treatment free with your order. If you ask nicely, 800-822-6145. The important message here is you combat wrinkles and facial lines without surgery or Botox. Just use Genucel, which you can get at 800-822-6145. Bags, puffiness, poof, they're gone like magic. 800-822-6145. 45. Got a question for Dr. Ken? Call this Saturday between 7 and 9 Eastern Time to 888-DR-KEN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Song once again this year is the number one most popular Christmas song of all the pop Christmas songs, and it's easy to hear, easy to understand, get the drift of the movie and the song. Make your dreams come true. All I want for Christmas is you. See that little kid up on the stage in the movie? That's where my head goes. Is I lost you?
Never saw the movie.
Oh my God, Richie.
Wow. Tell me what movie it is.
You're lost. It's called what is it? Now I just went out of my head. Love Actually. Love Actually.
No explosions or gratuitous violence.
No fun. Just love and fun. Right. That's all it is.
Liam Neeson was in it though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was. No, he didn't blow anything up though. He was the pseudo parent of the young fellow who sang this song. And Mariah Carey and this song were not in the movie. If I remember correctly, right, Kenny?
Yeah, Mariah Carey had released this song like 8 years before that movie came out.
Yeah. So now it's the favorite song according to the polls this year again. All right, our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you to tell us who sings your favorite classic Christmas song. Is it Bing Crosby?
Do you hear what I hear?
Great, great songs.
Ringing through the sky.
Is it Nat King Cole? Talking about smooth.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Is it Frank Sinatra?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Big voice he had. So he always had a pretty
like
big voice.
The
right there.
I used to know.
Was it Elvis?
Hello.
That's why we're going to Christmas. Paul, did I ask who sings your favorite Christmas song?
Classic.
Yes. Classic Christmas song. Is it Andy Williams?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be a good cheer. It's the most wonderful time.
We had our Christmas One Hit Wonder Contest featuring Johnny Mathis. And maybe he's your the singer you like most of your favorite classic Christmas song. Very sweet. Good, 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 good.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
In the land, snow is listening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight.
Walking in the winter wonderland. Okay, so your choices in the poll today, as far as preference for classic Christmas songs, Mr. Crosby, Mr. Cole, Mr. Sinatra, Mr. Presley, Mr. Williams, Mr. Mathis, other, I love them all. Where are the women? That would be my question. No women singing classic Christmas songs, which I guess is Karen Carpenter. Yeah, right. All right, our poll yesterday asked whether or not you were a regifter at DougStephan.com. See how this shook out, Richie. 46% said no, I would never do that. That's tacky. We wouldn't do that. 39% said yep.
I just did it last night.
Just did it.
Yep.
8% said it wasn't before. I didn't before, but I will this year. And then 7% said, I don't know what a regifter is. A regifter is somebody who takes a present that you are given and gives it to somebody else.
Stop, stop, stop.
What? Stop, stop.
We don't want anybody who doesn't know what regifting is listening to the show. I mean, come on now. Everybody's in the know here.
Oh, I see. In the know and on we go.
Regift.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, regifting is whatever it is, it is. Next half hour of Good Day, Dr. Joy Brown will help us with Christmas for your spouse. Plus, what's going on the U.S.-Mexican border. Up next on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber, fully loaded, take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Through Christmas Day and not usual good day stuff, Richie. What do you think?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
All right. From now on, it's Christmas. Christmas, by the way.
Well, we can have our good day songs.
Yeah, but I want Christmas music to go in league, hand in hand, if you will.
Okay.
We are giving away a Delta Temp 2O hand shower, which you can get at Home Depot. You get one free if you put up a picture of the nastiest plumbing problem you've ever dealt with. Pictures of, I use the example of me taking the drain down. There's a trap underneath sinks in the kitchen. Well, most sinks everywhere, bathroom, kitchen, whatever. I remember taking one down. And
I had to take one out to get Sean's first tooth that he lost. It went down the sink.
Yeah,
I had to take the trap out to get the tooth out.
Found some goodies down there. Anyway, so send us, you got any of those pictures yet, Kenny? Facebook.com/good day.
There's one, but it's kind of a joke picture.
Oh, really?
So I just thought I'd remind people, these should be pictures of your actual problems, not...
Right.
And it could be any plumbing issue that you have in the house. If your shower head is nasty and old and dirty and you need a new one, send us a picture.
Right.
If your toilet is falling over, send us a picture.
Right.
If you have some rusty pipes, send us a picture. Whatever plumbing issue you have...
Ugly! The uglier, the better.
Replace one of those problems by giving you a new Delta Temp 2O.
Don't just go all over the internet looking for
this has to be an original picture.
Yep, the real thing.
And we can tell.
All right, so we have a bit of good news when it comes to border relations with Mexico or who's coming across the border. Waits For those of you who are in El Paso listening to KTSM and you look out the window and you can see El Ciudad Juarez on the other side and you know how long you've waited to get across the border, well, there are things being done that will make travel easier. I don't know whether that means it'd be better for the drug dealers as well, but at any rate, the feds are saying the way to get between San Diego and Tijuana, $741 million construction project that has new vehicle lanes there so that there's all kinds of stuff you can throw at this one. But the United States of America, you and me have spent $741 million to build a crossways, cars, pedestrians, whatever, between the Tijuana and San Diego border. Also, the same sort of project I think is going on in El Paso at Ciudad Juarez. If I'm wrong about that, somebody will call me at 888-302-3684. You can tell me what you think about this whole mechanism to make it easier for people to cross over. When I found out, I'm having to collect my thoughts here quickly. When I found out
Thank
that
you.
The average person who comes across illegally into our country from Mexico, the average cost to those people per person is $7,000. Think about that for a second, and what fools we are. Why don't we just charge open the border and have them pay us the $7,000, and maybe that'll be a way of getting them expedited citizenship?
Well,
okay. Well, what? Think about it for a minute.
It costs them, I don't know, I'm trying to remember since my mother-in-law, it cost us $1,500.
Yeah?
Maybe, I think.
Okay.
To get her citizenship.
Yeah?
And it took 4 or 5 years.
Yeah? Okay.
So what you're saying is if they pay
$7,000... Yeah. Why give it to the drug cartels? That's who's getting it now. Open the border. Say, okay, you can come over. $7,000, please.
Just put up a toll booth.
$7,000! You're giving it to the drug dealers so they can sneak in under the fences and go across the desert in Arizona for 9 days. Right, the coyotes are getting the $7,000.
I don't know.
Take the $7,000 at the border.
So what you're saying is basically anybody who's got $7,000 can become a citizen.
Not a citizen, but come in here legally and
be able to shut it down. I think there's going to be people that can't pass the test to get in and will still keep coming across.
I still think $7,000 in our pocket is better than the drug cartels.
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at it.
You've got something there, but
thank you. All right, thank you. Richie said, can you write this down? Richie said, I've got something.
I'm not all the way on board with it. There are flaws in your plan.
Well, let me rephrase.
All of my
you
plan.
Never have a plan.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just an idea.
Well, it's an idea.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Russians don't take a dump without a plan, boy.
Right, but you do.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right, exactly. But Jennifer felt ill, and so she went back to bed. So we got Richie and Kenny and Dougie to work it out. Okay, so there's a sampling survey today of United States jobs, and who's fat in these jobs, the fattest jobs in America. Obesity by occupation, if you will. Oh, man. Do we start from the bottom and go to the top?
I think we ought to start from the bottom and go to the top, Richie.
How about we do that? Let's take the top 10. Use the big voice announcer, because I think we can just stop.
You want the big voice guy?
Well, I'm just thinking about how we would do this. The people who would be on the bottom would be in the best shape, more or less, and the people on the
yes.
top of the list would be in the worst shape. So
right.
Let's do it. Top 10 big voice announcer. Here we go.
Number 10.
According to the research done, the people who are in this list from number 10 to number 1 all have expanding waistlines, but number 10 would be the healthiest of the group. That would be the way you can understand this. So, at number 10, scientists and psychologists, economists, would be
They're the most fit.
They're the most fit of this list.
With a 14.2% percentage rate of obesity.
Right.
14.2% of economists, scientists, and psychologists
are fat.
Right.
Okay.
Number 9.
9.
Number 9, artists, actors, athletes, and reporters.
20%. Number 8.
Doctors, dentists, nurses, EMTs.
22%.
Pretty indicting, though, isn't it, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's a low range. 22% for
Number 7.
Cooks, bartenders, food services in general, waiters, waitresses.
Yeah, 23%.
Number 6.
Janitors, maids, landscapers. I'm surprised to that. Well,
they're all working their own feet. Now, all of these professions have anywhere from 14.2% to 23.5% obesity rate. The average U.S. worker has a 27.7%. So all those were under the average.
Right. Okay, over the average.
From number 5 to number 1 are all over the 27%.
Wait till we get to number 1. Keep going.
Number 5.
Bus drivers, truck drivers, crane operators, garbage collectors, that sort of thing.
32.8% of them are fat or obese.
Yeah. Number 4.
Architects, engineers, etc. That sort of this.
34% architects and engineers are obese.
Number 3.
Home health aides, massage therapists, those sorts of people.
That surprised me. Massage therapists.
Yeah,
34.8%.
Right. Number 2.
Social workers, ministers, clergymen, counselors, that sort of thing.
35.6% are obese.
All right. Now, the highest
number
rate.
Number 1.
Of obesity by occupation, the heaviest workers in America are...
At 40.7% obesity?
Police officers, firefighters, and those involved in the security business.
That astounded me.
Didn't astound me any. It's just not any control. If the police departments were run properly, there would be time for physical. I'm surprised the unions aren't all over this.
They all have gyms.
Well, so why aren't they making them use them?
My brother's has a gym.
The Framingham Police Department has a gym in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of guys who have, and women that are on the force that have bulked themselves up to be in pretty good shape. So why is everybody required to do an hour of PT or 3 hours of PT a week?
I think
so they don't have the donut.
Police officers and firefighters is it's sit around and wait for something to happen. Whereas a janitor, a maid, a waitress, they are always doing something. It's busy, 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 busy. A police officer is sitting in his cruiser. He's waiting. A firefighter is sitting at the station. They're waiting for a call. Yeah. And so there's a lot of sentiment.
All right, so a related story. European Court of Justice. Being asked to consider a case of a child minder, they call them babysitters, they call them child minders in Europe. This was a guy who lived in Denmark. He was fired for being too fat. Court said that if obesity could hinder full and effective participation at work, then it could count as a disability. So now, obesity is a disability in Europe. How far behind that will we be here in our country? Obesity will be a disability, so you'll be able to get disability checks from Social Security because you have eaten yourself.
Right.
In most cases, not all cases. Some cases is a health problem. There are thyroid problems and legitimate things. But remember...
They decided that long-term obesity was a disability.
Okay.
So if you've been obese all of your life, it's a disability.
Remember when we went to school? I was at an event last night, and I was looking around, and we were talking about this, when you would refer to somebody, when you were really horrible in, like, junior high school years, and there would be a fat person in the class, and that person would be known as the fat kid.
Yeah, kids are brutal.
And now, look at the size of... I went by a bus stop yesterday, and this is why you parents are the ones that are creating this. Why do you go to the bus stop to pick up your children? Let them walk home from the bus.
You can't in many cases.
I can. In this town you can. They're just at the end of the street.
First
kids can walk down the street.
You are allowed to in Fairfax County, Virginia. But kindergartners, they will not let the kid off the bus if you're not there to pick them up.
Well, that's okay for kindergartners. Right. I'm talking about high school kids.
Oh.
And junior high school kids, for God's sake.
No, nobody picks kids up.
They do here. They're all over the place with cars.
Most of the elementary kids in our neighborhood, the first, second, and third graders, a parent is there to meet them. Fourth, fifth, that's when they kind of stop and let them do their own.
Dr. Joy Brown up next to help you make your Christmas for your spouse the best it possibly can be. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, so...
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Whoops, hello. Why are you chuckling already? I mean, it's anything. What do you find that...
You're like my callers. The first thing you do is start coughing when you're on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what happens?
Nerves. It's nerves.
Why would I be nervous talking to you? Why would... Very cute. Hi, Dr. Joy Brown is here. A very good radio and actually a legitimate radio psychologist because he actually has a degree and actually practices. Wow, what a concept. What a concept. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. You can call Dr. Joy anytime, around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a question for her. She'll answer it on her program, which you can find by going to drjoy.com, noon to 3 East Coast time every day. It's your spouse's Christmas present that you're concerned about. How do you make it the best possible present he or she could imagine?
Okay, well, let me tell you where not to start.
Okay.
Don't start in the kitchen. No vacuum cleaners, no appliances. As far as I'm concerned, a gift should reflect the donor as well as the recipient. So something romantic.
The gift should reflect the donor and the recipient.
Yeah, as well as, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, so don't think practical.
No practical gifts.
No practical. This should be something that the person... I'll tell you, Margaret Truman's husband gave her, who was Harry Truman's daughter, heard her on my program when Christmas, just before Christmas, and she talked about all the dolls she got in the White House.
Yeah.
And what she said to me, she'd always wanted a train set. So we got her a train set.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
A ride on a hot air balloon, a mystery trip someplace. Doesn't have to be expensive. It can be a weekend. A gift certificate that says, I'll make the bed for the next 3 months. I'll make dinner. I promise anytime I don't put the seat down, I'll give you $20. For women, I think the shopping in the
way,
department.
What is the big deal about putting the seat? Feng Shui is the energy comes out of the toilet. So
that's the reason to put the seat down. Well, because in the middle of the night you sink down, you get this little bath in the middle of the night. It's icky poo poo. Literally. Literally, figuratively.
Okay. Why is it the man's job to put the seat down? Why can't
Because he was the last one to use it. It's the same reason why if you're the last one out of bed, you make the bed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the last one on the table, you put your fork in the dishwasher. Come on, guys.
So here's what I'm thinking. This is what I am honestly thinking.
Right, I'm honestly thinking.
This is something that doesn't really, and Richie's going to fall off his chair when I say this, but I think one of the things I'm learning about being in a committed relationship is that you need to put yourself out of the ego equation and let your spouse have her way or let the male spouse have his way. I think once in a while, that's
compromise is the way you get anything, because it's a sign of respect.
Right.
You're much less likely to compromise with your secretary than you are your boss. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Power.
Power. Okay, well, that's very good. Thank you for that sage advice. DrJoy.com for Dr. Joy Brown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm taking over all the stores of America next Christmas. That's right. All the kids will be hollering for me. They won't want no teddy bears like you.
No. Of all the things in the store, you wanted a friend. If you want a friend, you don't buy a friend.
Yeah. Movie time on Good Day.
You never cease to amaze me. Every time I think you're a rotten little kid, you've been something real nice.
So you've done the things you thought you wanted to do, but they never feel that faith inside of you. What you need is someone who will understand.
Yeah,
I'm stumped.
What, as to what?
I don't know the clips or the song.
This is I Just Want to Be Your Friend by Jeffrey Osborne. It comes from the movie The Toy, which was the big movie of the Christmas 1982 season.
Oh, Richard Pryor.
That was Richard Pryor, yeah, right. Yeah. When he was, I don't know, was he sober then or not, Jenny?
I don't think he was ever sober, was he?
No, I think he was. Didn't he have... Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Didn't Pryor have some good years, perhaps culminating with the Wilder stuff? Does that make sense?
I think he...
That's a good question. I think he was 90% wild most of the time, though.
Think so? I think after he lit himself on fire.
I don't mean Wilder that way. I meant Gene Wilder. Well, he and Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder?
He and Gene Wilder were in, what, 3 or 4 pictures together, weren't they? Seems to me. And weren't they? I remember the two of them being funny and fun together. Yeah, right. And then he just sort of went off the deep end. And he set fire to him. I mean, he made a mess of his life. My God. But there were times now. Okay, you guys ask me all the time.
I had a lot of talent.
Yeah, and here's what. Richie and the rest of the fans, but mostly Richie, very critical of my understanding what comedy is all about. For me, Richard Pryor was funny. Wilder was funny. Some of the things they did together were funny. Billy Crystal and that cop movie that he did with Gregory Hines, that was funny. Yeah, there were funny moments in it, and I thought that, I always thought kind of Bill Cosby was funny, frankly. I don't know if it's not politically correct these days to say that, but I always thought he was pretty funny.
Yeah, everybody thinks he was funny.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so.
He was also a dirtbag.
Well, you can be a dirtbag and be funny, apparently. All right, so Chuck Curry is here. We're going to go through today's movie news in just a moment, so stand by for that. This is Good Day.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9874. 1-800-951-9874. Call 1-800-951-9874. 1-800-951-9874.
Chuck Curry, our movie man on Good Day. So the big story is this Sony Pictures thing, North Korea hacking, and how costly it is for Sony to be into this fix. How much does this movie cost that they're not going to release, Chucker?
I heard it cost $46 million to produce. You probably throw in another $15 million to advertise.
They don't need advertising. They got all the free advertising they want.
Yeah, we know that. We know that. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this last night. There's been three stories since I've been doing this spot with you on the air over 20 years that I felt that was just bizarre and surreal. The first was the O.J. Simpson trial 20-something years ago. The second is when we discussed where Hollywood go in the after effects of 9/11. We all thought and came up with a consensus on the show that Hollywood would tone down its violence. We know 6 months after 9/11 that was not the case. And this would be the third surreal, really bizarre story. And it's hard to really understand what to make of it. I think personally what happened in a nutshell, I don't believe Sony knew that when this film was greenlit that Seth Rogen was going to use Kim Jong-un as a real-life character in the movie. They probably thought he was going to use a fake dictator like a lot of movies do.
Yeah.
And the whole thing blew up on the studio and then the cyber attack. You know, as an American citizen, I certainly don't like the fact that they buried this movie. I think it should be released.
Yeah. But I don't even see why they're. What are they afraid of?
A lot of complication to it.
What are they afraid of? What are you afraid of? So they're going to have. Unless there are some emails that they have that they don't want people to see.
President Obama said
I think that's true. I think there's something bigger here.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, Chuck, thank you. Chuck Curry with us on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.